Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, August 4th. Brought to you by Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place on South Washington Street and the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. You know, Ace Hardware is your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters. They've got over 50 grills assembled and ready to go. They even offer free in-town delivery. Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Napoleon Grills, Ace Hardware and Paint, man, they've got it all. In fact, Grand Forks' best source, we get everything at Ace. You can actually see their full list of departments and store services. Just go to acehardware.com, or you can call them up too, 701-738-0455. Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint, Ace, the helpful place. Well, our weather today, it's going to be a hot one, man. Sunshine, we're looking at about 91 degrees for a high today. Well, a murder charge has been filed in the May death of 67-year-old Douglas Elgert of Grand Forks. 39-year-old Kindy Jallo of Grand Forks has been charged with Class AA felony murder. Elgert was found dead in a Grand Forks residence on May 24th. Now, the next day, police classified Elgert's death as a homicide. Jallo was initially charged with tampering with evidence. Jallo remains jailed in the Grand Forks County Correctional Center. Well, the Grand Forks Public Health has announced that they'll be offering the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine at vaccination clinics on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Now, they say that due to limited quantities, designated clinics will offer the Novavax vaccine to preserve the current allocations. Those looking to schedule an appointment for the vaccine can register online for the 9th, 10th, or 11th. Now, the Novavax vaccine is administered in a two-dose series, 3 weeks apart. Second doses are received for those who received their first dose at Grand Forks Public Health. Well, in accordance with a proclamation issued by President Joe Biden, Governor Tim Walz has ordered all United States and Minnesota flags to be flown at half staff at all state buildings in Minnesota, effective immediately until midnight tonight, in honor and remembrance of U.S. Representative Jackie Walorski of Indiana. Representative Walorski and three others, including two of her staff, were killed yesterday in a car crash. Individuals, businesses, and other organizations are also encouraged to join in lowering their flags today. Talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. What a great sit-down, takeout diner. Serve breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. Specialties include gluten-free choices. Get a 15% discount if you're in the military. And make sure you check out their personalized all-occasion gift baskets. Telling you what, this is not your ordinary food. You got to check it out. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Got the new menu coming out next week, and they will be opening at 7 o'clock again starting next Monday morning. Check it out, Moe's Cafe, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, Grand Forks native David Snyder made his America's Got Talent debut the other night when he took the stage and showcased his incredible piano-playing talent, receiving a yes from the judges to be put up for consideration for the next round, the live shows. Now, a total of 138 acts were selected to be considered for the live shows, with the judges Simon Cowell, Heidi Klum, Howie Mandel, and Sofia Vergara making the final decision and cutting that number down to 55. Unfortunately, Snyder was not one of the 55 acts selected to advance to the live shows, putting a quick end to his America's Got Talent run. Finally, in sports, trade acquisition, Jorge Lopez earned his first save with his new team. Newcomer Sandy Leon drove in two runs, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers 4-1 last night. Carlos Correa and Gio Urshela added RBIs for the Twins, who lead in the American League Central. Starting the day was one game over Cleveland. Twins host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at 6:40. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with a big shout-out going out to C&H Insurance in East Grand Forks, who begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. This concept remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. So for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. That number is 218-773-0287, or stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source insures through C&H. And maybe you should too. Hey, Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway today. And the Boring Boys will have Dustin Strand back in the studio. Now, we know he can wheel a late model, but we're going to be talking about his modified program too. It's going to be a great show, so make sure you tune in at 11, all right? And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. You could win some pretty cool stuff. Hey, Grand Forks, great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.